Hello again there, folks. So I've spoke quite a bit on this channel about how much the modern world is erasing the natural world, and spoke out against it, and I see it as be as alienating to people and just soul destroying, really. And so now the Labour plan to plant 2 billion trees across Britain has caught my eye, and I find it's quite interesting. It's obviously at odds with absolutely everything else that Labour has in stores as far as mass immigration and building houses is concerned. But as a project in and of itself, it's quite extreme, I think. And it's also obviously there to cash in on the all of the talk about Extinction Rebellion and the climate crisis and Greta Thunberg and everything else. Take votes away from the Greens. I don't believe anybody in the Labour Party actually gives a damn about the natural world. This is just a purely cynical ploy. And then on top of that, to be a little bit more philosophically, it's where they are just using trees as a standing reserve in the same way that you use electricity or coal or whatever. So the modern world is within this frame of thought, the modern world is destroying the natural world, and we're all gonna die. And so what they're doing is bringing trees, the natural world, back into the frame, but not because of any particular love of the natural world, but just because they are a means by which to lessen the damage done by industrialization and fossil fuels, carbon emissions, and all of the rest of it. So now trees themselves and the countryside itself is just a standing reserve of numbers and units to be used to offset the technological society. Well, leaving that aside, what I thought was interesting about it is that it is actually a what you could think of as a wonder project. If anybody's ever played the Civilization strategy games, where this would be a more nationalistic view on it. This is leaving aside all the bunkum and the liberal left talking points and virtue signalling. What I do find interesting about something like this is that it's actually a great national project along the lines of something like the German Autobahns. Because in a way, what we talk about in one of the, on the right all of the time is the atomization and the alienation which dominates modern society. So you have everybody looking at screens all day and just sort of scrolling through Twitter or losing themselves in video games and all of the rest of it, and this alienates everybody from each other. And one of the things you'll see in nationalistic movements, especially in the 1930s, is that they're very fond of embarking on like really grandiose projects in which the whole nation has to become involved in it, and there's a clear goal set in mind, and everybody works towards that, and it will be seen as an improvement for everybody. And so what would happen then if there was a nationalist movement in Britain and they had this as one of their policies, leaving aside the multicultural stuff, I'll come back to that later. What you would find would that you, if you put brought this onto the sort of alienated liberal society, the idea, well, we're going to plant 2 billion trees, not because Greta Thunberg will be happy, but it's because we want to improve our nation in its entirety and improve the well-being of the people in it, and we want to have trees and forests absolutely everywhere, and anything that stands in the way of that is going to get fobbed off. We're not going to bend the knee to global capital or anything like that. We're going to do this, and you either get on board or get lost. And what I think you would find, of course, would be where it would create more solidarity between people in the society, because then they would feel that they belonged to something greater than themselves. I'm just using the tree planting thing here as an interesting example. Like I said, you could use something like the German autobahns, where now they can, or everybody mucks in, everybody's got their role to play, there's an endless amount of work there if you want it, and the goal is the improvement and the betterment of the nation for everybody within it. Now, the problem with, say, the Labour Party's take on this is, leaving aside the green agenda and the fact that virtue signalling to that, the problem is, of course, you in a multicultural society, you can't do that because the cohesion... the Labour want to do that. They want to have that kind of solidarity. But the problem is, you can't do it in a multicultural society. So they've kneecapped themselves right from the start. They've destroyed any possibility that that could actually happen, because the other side of their platform is celebrating diversity, which, so that cohesion is smashed right from the beginning. But if you had a homogenous society and or you wanted to build one, these are the kinds of things you could get everybody on board with, because, and you also solve the problems of alienation. And in the end of it, you then can settle in a nation which is just better. Imagine just living in a nation where there's trees everywhere. Of course, there's a load of logistical problems of where you're going to get your food from and everything like that. But as it stands now, all of the spaces which could be used for trees are being used for retail parks and new build houses, because of what I got into on me North Tyneside video, which is a knock-on effect of the mass immigration that the Liberal left want. So just again, if you didn't have all of that to deal with, and you had this kind of homogenous society, rather than let it slip into this liberal sort of obsession with material goods and then watching Netflix all of the time, you could actually challenge that. You could actually challenge these problems from the which modernity has kicked up, by getting everybody on board with some huge national project like this. And so when you think of that, you may think of, oh, well, there's these huge statues being built on the autobahn, of course. But yeah, it could actually be, we want to terraform the nation and change it entirely. I mean, something that springs to my mind that I would quite like to see would be the idea of dismantling the city of London and turning it into a giant lake, with some nice parks around it and things like that. So the point here is that this is obviously pure collectivism, and it's seen as because people end up belonging within a certain paradigm, within a certain framework, they end up better, feeling better about themselves. That sense of community would come back, a sense of purpose would come back. And it's interesting to pin that on this idea of planting 2 billion trees, which Labour have kicked up. So I think it's something to think of for people on the dissident right and for nationalist types, because it's something positive. These kinds of things are positive and not just a negation. You then say, we want to do this and this is positive, and it isn't just race baiting and endless black pills and all of the rest of it. You can actually have a positive vision that you want to see brought onto the country. It would be good for everybody, and people would get on board. So thanks a lot, folks. I'll see you later.